Cast of Characters and Chapter 4. Cast of Characters. Madison, the story is told from Madison's view. A party girl and researcher in a crime lab in San Francisco. After a series of personal events, it was time for a change of scenery and a new life. A cross-country drive would prove life-changing and help Madison discover how strong she truly is. Madison's first trip to the baseball park would change everything. Carmen, before marrying Jose, Carmen was an intensive care unit, ICU, nurse in Cuba. After she and Jose came to the United States and Jose signed his contract, it was no longer necessary for her to work. However, Carmen still volunteers periodically at hospitals here in Miami where they live in the off-season, and during the baseball season in beautiful Chicago where Carmen left her heart. Carmen also enjoys working with White Sox charities and excited, along with Jose, to be learning to speak English during this off-season, so that she can take a more active leadership role with White Sox charities. Dr. Jane is an orthopedic surgeon. Doc J did her degree at Loyola University and Rush Medical School. She is on permanent staff as a doctor and surgeon to help treat some of Chicago's sports athletes. Doc was the one person who kept us all grounded. Doc makes the formal introduction between Jake and Madison. Olivia is married to Mark and living in Toronto as he is contracted to the Blue Jays. Oliva went to cooking school and has become a well-known chef and restaurant owner in Toronto and is getting ready to open her second restaurant, Pinstripes Bar and Grill, in Chicago. Have been hearing that the nachos plate is killer. Eleanor is married to Sonny, who is a pitcher with the Oakland A's. After going to design school and graduating at the top of her class, Eleanor started her own design house called Elle's Originals. Elle is now the top stylist to the stars, and it is very hard to get her to take you on as a client.
MJ is married to Chris, who is the ace pitcher of the Sox.
MJ went to law school at the Loyola School of Law, graduating in the top 2% of her class, and has become a well-known sports agent, looking after many of the Chicago Blackhawks. MJ would look after Chris, but that is a conflict of interest. Kelly is married to AJ and is just amazing. Kelly is an architect and project manager. After getting bored with simple remodeling jobs, Kelly started creating the state-of-the-art homes and workspaces and now has more work than she knows what to do with. Kelly is the go-to girl. If you need anything, her passion is raising money for Alzheimer's research. Bree has just married the love of her life, Gordon. Just starting in life, facing the hiccups that any newlyweds face, Bree and Gordon will have one journey that none of us saw coming. In the off-season, Bree is a group exercise instructor and also helps design fundraising projects. Scott, bartender at Sadie's in Albuquerque. After a night of lovemaking, Scott pushes Madison to the point of breaking down and talking about why she left San Francisco, and he tried to get out the one secret that she is protecting. Scott will be the one person who will be there when everything falls apart. Quinn, Madison's BFF since high school. It was a near-death experience after an alcohol-fueled binge that changed everything. Only Quinn knew the one secret Maddie was protecting, and even though Quinn would disappear from Madison's life for a while, the moment Maddie's life comes to a screeching halt, would Quinn would be there to support her bestie when everyone else deserts her? Jake, pitcher for the White Sox and the man who wins Maddie's heart. Maddie and Jake will have the perfect marriage, and Maddie would stand by Jake through a career-threatening injury, but would Jake still love her after? The one mistake she tried to protect her whole life finally comes out. A night with Scott, how long will this last? Scott kept checking in with me as he was getting things completed for the evening, offered to make another margarita. I shook my head no, as I continued to scarf what was on my plate. The food was incredible, to say the least. It was a big plate, not sure I was going to be able to finish it. The cheese was gooey and I had it everywhere. You know it's good when you need more than 3 napkins. There was still plenty left when Scott asked if I needed the leftovers put in a container so I could take it with me. Yes, please. I replied, also knowing it was code for the kitchen wants your dishes. Scott was so sexy, easy on the eyes, I wanted more. It was the first guy in ages that treated me like a human being. He showed me respect, he was also genuinely interested in what I had to say. To describe Scott, he was tall, about 6 feet tall, 6'2" maybe, dark brown hair which was kind of short and spiky. He wore rimless glasses, and a 5 o'clock shadow, which in my book was hot. Steel blue eyes that would just make my knees quiver anytime he looked at me. You could tell he worked out, his arms especially, not a bodybuilder type but just enough to know he would look amazing with his shirt off. I could not take my eyes off of him, wondering what he did look like shirtless. How safe it would be in those arms tonight. I thought to myself, wondering how gentle he would be. Maddie, what are you thinking? Are you that desperate you need to get into his jeans? Maddie, Hey Maddie, you still here? I had not paid attention that Scott was sitting next to me, drinking a beer. He was done for the night, just enjoying a cold one as the managers were finishing up the nightly paperwork along with closing procedures. We talked about the little things, trying to find conservation, like on our first date, the sounds of dead silence as neither knows what to say. It's late and I should go check into my hotel. I told Scott, I was grateful for a wonderful meal and great company. My heart wanted more, I wanted to stay, talk all night. I had forgotten that I had not even paid my bill, grabbing my wallet out of my bag. Put that away, I took care of it hours ago. Scott said, blushing a little. And no, I do not do it for all the girls that I meet, just the ones who have sparked my heart. My hands started shaking when he said that. Why was this man making me feel like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders? All I could think about was being in his arms. I wanted him in my bed tonight, but still, my heart was talking and my head was not paying attention. It had been a long time since I had let anyone in, get close to me at all. Walls had gone up because of the job. The job at times was so ugly, depressing, and just plain evil. You know how you build that wall after a while? It's to protect you and keep everyone out? For everyone's sanity, it was just safer that way. My heart was saying let him in, but my head was going, you're an idiot. Talk about being confused on this one. This amazing human was able to look into my soul and not judge me. He looked at me with gentleness, this sense of maybe it is time to start chipping away at the walls I had built up. Would he judge me if he knew the truth? How much of my past could stay that, my past? I had forgotten that I had not even paid my bill, grabbing my wallet out of my bag. Put that away, I took care of it hours ago. Scott said, blushing a little. And no, I do not do it for all the girls that I meet, just the ones who have sparked my heart. My hands started shaking when he said that. Why was this man making me feel like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders? All I could think about was being in his arms. I wanted him in my bed tonight, but still, my heart was talking and my head was not paying attention. It had been a long time since I had let anyone in, get close to me at all. Walls had gone up because of the job. The job at times was so ugly, depressing, and just plain evil. You know how you build that wall after a while? It's to protect you and keep everyone out? For everyone's sanity, it was just safer that way. My heart was saying let him in, but my head was going, you're an idiot. Talk about being confused on this one. This amazing human was able to look into my soul and not judge me. He looked at me with gentleness, this sense of maybe it is time to start chipping away at the walls I had built up. Would he judge me if he knew the truth? How much of my past could stay that, my past? Scott disappeared for a few minutes, and I thought it was my chance to get out of what could become an awkward situation, but Scott returned before decisions could be made. I can see you're scared, and not sure of what to do. I was not sure if it was a question of a statement. Guess it shows? I have been hurt a lot in the past and I don't know about taking a chance again for however long, whatever this is. Scott took a step closer and I could feel his breath on my neck. Trust me. He whispered in my ear as he took my car keys out of my hand, leading me to the door. I guess the decision had been made for me. The assistant manager, who had locked the door as I arrived, opened the door, letting us out. I heard the door locked behind us and knew there was no turning back now. Scott held my hand as we walked to my car. Even though the silence was deafening, I stopped in my tracks, just looking at this wonderful man. Scott gave me no clue as to how he was feeling, but all I knew was I wanted this to last longer than one night. This time was different and I had to find out why every part of me was going to trust him. We just met a few hours ago, but I want more. I don't mean to be so forward, but it's that spark, you said it yourself. Scott disappeared for a few minutes and I thought it was my chance to get out of what could become an awkward situation, but Scott returned before decisions could be made. I can see you're scared and not sure of what to do. I was not sure if it was a question of a statement. Guess it shows? I have been hurt a lot in the past and I don't know about taking a chance again for however long, whatever this is. Scott took a step closer and I could feel his breath on my neck. Trust me. He whispered in my ear as he took my car keys out of my hand, leading me to the door. I guess the decision had been made for me. The assistant manager, who had locked the door as I arrived, opened the door, letting us out. I heard the door locked behind us and knew there was no turning back now. Scott held my hand as we walked to my car. Even though the silence was deafening, I stopped in my tracks, just looking at this wonderful man. Scott gave me no clue as to how he was feeling, but all I knew was I wanted this to last longer than one night. This time was different and I had to find out why every part of me was going to trust him. We just met a few hours ago, but I want more. I don't mean to be so forward, but it's that spark, you said it yourself. I was so scared and thought my heart would beat out of my chest, but Scott caressed my face in his right hand and said, I am not going anywhere except in your hotel room.